You're listening to the Filthy Fantasy Football Show.
All right, everybody, welcome into another exciting episode of the Filthy Fantasy Football Show, a safe space for all you foul-mouthed fantasy players out there. Tonight, it's your boys, King Josh, Josh the King, Big Rome.
What the fuck is going on, man?
So I'm tired of being fat, and I have now acquired an elliptical machine for my home personal use.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right. Party.
So now, like, now I can just make excuses to not work out at home.
Look, I have an elliptical at home. I used it for a little while. And then was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I just started lifting weights. And then even then I was like, I don't even want to do this anymore. Now my weights just sit on my elliptical. They hold it up in the living room.
So beautiful.
It's all good.
Yeah. But yeah, we got an elliptical. I've used it a couple times. And then yeah. You know what's it's funny. So the other night we went to a concert, and like, as I get older, you know, I'm getting more and more like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just like old man yelling at clouds now. Mm-hmm. So we were at this venue, and we were in the general admission, like standing room only kind of seats, which is fine. I mean, the venue's small. This isn't LA where, you know, general admission, you're going to be 6 miles away from the stage. You know, we were
right.
You know, I could throw a fucking baseball and hit this bitch right in the face, you know?
So. Yeah.
But then like, so we're having a good time, and the security, like basically like they're just kind of keeping an eye. Like you just have to keep a path. So, you know, if there's an emergency, like you can't block the aisle, and that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Then like this fucking drunk bitch, which was next to my girlfriend and I, she's having a good time. Like, you know, luckily my girlfriend's short, so I just stood behind her so she could see the stage. But like this fucking bitch, dude, she was built like fucking Ichabod Crane. She was like 6'4", like 106 pounds, like, and just awkward and like just horrible dancing and throwing her hair fucking side to side. And
wait, you said 106 like, pounds?
Yeah, dude, just this tiny, tall, skinny, fucking awkward. Like she looked like Big Bird.
Gross.
Yeah. She's basically D from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And like a horrible dancer, but you know what? Like I'm like, fuck it. She's drunk, she's having fun, whatever. My girlfriend can see the stage, it's fine. But then this drunk bitch all night is slowly like pushing us over. Cause like I'm watching my girlfriend because she's directly behind the last chair before the aisle. And then all of a sudden we're in the aisle and I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, when did we move? When did, like, I didn't move. I was like, but why is she like, she's now over. Mm. And I'm like, and then I look and I see fucking the inflatable car dealership thing fucking dancing next to me. And I'm like, and then I looked at her and I said, hey, move the fuck over. We're in the fucking aisle now. Like, what the fuck happened? She's like, I spilled my drink and I don't want to step in it. And I'm like, then you fucking move. Don't take my spot because you spilled your drink.
Yeah, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. And then it was funny. And then like, God bless like fucking beta little soy boys, because her boyfriend just stood there and watched me yell at her.
Well, you know.
And then as we were leaving the show, my girlfriend was like, I'm glad you're an actual man.
Yeah.
And I was like, goddamn right. She's like, yeah. Because she was like, if he said that to me, you probably would have slapped him in the face. Said, oh, yeah, I would have. I'd been like, shut the fuck up. I would have told him to shut the fuck up. I wouldn't take that.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, like this fuck. Like I said, I'm off. Like, have a great time. We all paid money to be at the show. Have the best time. You know what I mean? Like, but you spilled your drink, so you push us out. Like, no, you fucking move.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Bitch. Like, yeah.
Dirty bitch.
And, yeah. And then, like I said, I'm pretty sure I saw them fighting with each other because he didn't like stick up for her. And he just stood there and watched me yell at her.
Well, you know, how much was he yelling?
I mean, I barely yelled. I just said, hey, like, you know, move the fuck over. I was like, I don't, because my concern was I didn't want security to come up to us and be like, hey, you guys need to move.
All right.
And because she, like I said, my girlfriend's short. So I was like, I don't want to move because now what if she can't see? We had a nice spot, but luckily show's then over. We left. The guy and the girl were not holding hands as they were exiting the venue. It was good. Life is good. Nice.
Life is good.
Life is
the way God intended.
Yes. Yes. Speaking of life is good, fantasy football. For some leagues, some not so much.
Yeah. Fantasy football's great. I went over last week in every fucking league that I'm in. Over. Didn't win a single fucking game.
That's a tough day.
You know, when you run into fucking Chase and goddamn fucking DJ Moore out of nowhere. Fuck.
Yeah.
Just fuck with the side of fuck.
I faced a team that had DJ Moore, Jamar Chase, and Devon Achane. Oh, and I lost by like 80. Fuck, man.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I was like, it wasn't even close, man. Like, just fucking, like, did you have to be so brutal with me? Like, could you have been more delicate? God damn.
Man.
Although, speaking of Jamar Chase, God, thank God, like, they figured it out. Like,
yeah, no, I mean,
to an extent. Who knew all it took was T. Higgins missing a game for them to figure out their passing offense.
Yeah, for them to be like, oh yeah, Jamar Chase, that's right. Forgot he was on the team. Now we're going to give him 52 fucking fantasy points.
I did like what Jamar Chase said when he's all like, I'm always open. I'm 7-11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. See, you know what, though? That's the mentality that I want in my wide receiver. You know, like, absolutely. I don't care if I'm fucking covered. If I'm covered, I'm open.
Absolutely.
And that's how Jamar Chase is. To me, he's always open. It doesn't matter.
I fucking couldn't agree more.
But all right, cool. Well, let's dive into it, shall we? Because it's cold. I want to take a hot shower. Actually, no, I need to run on the elliptical. And then I can take a shower.
Or you can get a drink and get some food.
I have a drink.
I'm the devil on your shoulder right now. That's who I am. And
you like the idea of
go get a pizza or have it delivered, which is even better.
What? It's so tough because my favorite pizza place is like a small local place. And legit, the best pizza I've ever had in my entire life. Even my girlfriend says it's the best pizza. And she's been to New York. Mm. Like, this pizza is legit. And I drive past it every day to go to and from work. And I'm always just like, yeah, I could just call it in and pick up the pie real quick and the in and out. Like, no one would even know.
I mean, I don't know why you're telling me about it and why you haven't done it tonight. You should just done true. It.
I failed. I failed as a fat guy.
You failed as a fat guy. You succeeded as a man from your first story, but failed as a fat man. You're an embarrassment to us all.
Yeah, but to be fair, I yelled at a girl. And her boyfriend didn't stand up to her. That made me feel good.
You're a man.
Yeah. Now you're a man. All right.
Man, man, man.
All right. Let's take a look at the Thursday night game. We got the disgusting 1-4 Broncos taking on the kind of disgusting 4-1 Chiefs. You know, it's funny. The Chiefs are 4-1, but like barely 4-1.
I hate them. I hate them.
The over,
you know what it is. You know what it is for them. They do they do just enough to win. Like, they're not for fantasy value, which is something that they were. Like, they were all about fantasy value. Mm-hmm. Mahomes was fucking the shit. Travis Kelce, and it's like, dude, they're just not anymore. Well,
Kelce's been all right for fantasy, but Mahomes has been very disappointing. And the problem is like, you can't bench Mahomes.
No, you cannot.
Because, like, let's say you're like, fuck it, I'm benching him tonight. That's the night he throws for 450 and 4 touchdowns.
Because that's
the capability that he has. But instead, he's doing this bullshit of, like, 225, 1 touchdown, 1 pick.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, this isn't what I wanted.
And sliding at the 1-yard line to secure the game, instead of scoring the touchdown to secure the game. I get it.
It would have been it would have been a 2-score game anyways.
Yes. They absolutely would have, but
and they would have covered and I wouldn't have lost $300 because of it.
Apparently he had dinner plans and needed the game to end right then. And he had to get out of there.
Yeah. It's horrible. But whatever. The over-under of this game is at 47 with the Chiefs favored at minus 10.5. You know what's funny? Actually, I think the Broncos will lose. But the way the Chiefs have been playing, I'd probably take the Broncos plus the points.
I mean, what if I told you that Russell Wilson had more touchdowns than Patrick Mahomes and less interceptions?
I mean, I believe it because he's been playing like poop. Mm-hmm. But he's still the fuck. But the thing that's crazy is Mahomes is still the quarterback 6 in fantasy right now.
So he I think that also
just is because how scoring is just down, period.
Yes.
I think very much so. Last I checked, it was like 23% from the year before.
Damn.
Like it's bad. Like, that is bad. That is a whole. But for fantasy purpose, you know what's fun? I got to ask you. Actually, wait, no, let's talk about Denver first. Javonte Williams. Oh, I didn't even go over news. I was just so excited that you were here and I wasn't talking to myself.
Yeah, girl.
Javonte Williams is off the injury report, so he's good to go. He's ready to play.
That's nice.
But for fantasy purposes for Denver, I don't know if I really want to play anybody, including Sutton, Jerry Jeudy. Like, I just don't.
No, I don't want to play any of them.
I'm in this one season long league. I dropped Jerry Jeudy. Because it's like, when am I ever going to fucking use him? I'm never going to use this fucking guy.
Yeah.
And it hurt to do it because I love Jerry Jeudy. but I was sitting there looking at my roster and I really needed, and this is the worst part, I needed a defense. I dropped Jerry Jeudy to pick up a defense. And I was looking at my roster and I was like, who's expendable? And I was like, oh my God, is it Jerry Jeudy? Is Jerry Jeudy expendable?
Ow.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouchies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't feel good. How far you fallen, Jerry, you son of a bitch.
And then for the Chiefs, you know, you're playing Mahomes and Kelsey. You know, I don't know why you hate Isaiah Pacheco, man. I like him, dude. He runs like his hair's on fire, man. I like it.
He's gaining. I guess he's moving on up in my book. But fuck him still. Hate him and his dumb face. Clyde Edwards-Helaire till the day I die.
But yeah, start Pacheco, Kelsey, and Mahomes. All right, moving on. Going over to London again. And it's funny because before we hit record, I was like, is this game? Like, I don't even fucking know. Because the only Foggy team I
London
know-
town.
Because there's the London Jaguars, and that's the only team in London. If the Jaguars aren't involved, there is no London game.
Correct.
I think it
is interesting. Last week, they gave them a home game because they just stayed in London for 2 straight weeks. And they were like, Buffalo, fuck you.
You know what's funny? Because the Bills have been underperforming, but they came alive in the second half. I really feel if that game was on a neutral field, not in fucking London, where they were already there, Buffalo would have won that game.
Absolutely.
Don't get crazy over Jacksonville. Like, Buffalo was, that's tough. Like, because at least they were able to act.
You know what else I'm tired of? Sorry to cut you off.
No, stop having
games in London. All right.
Yeah,
seriously. They go play soccer. All right. Or football, whatever. Go fuck yourselves. All right. We don't need you. We don't want your shit. You don't want our shit half the time. You don't want anything that's American. So stop. Stop coming to the games. Make the NFL be like, why didn't anybody show up? And then they'd be like, because you weren't kicking the ball or whatever. And that's how it'll work.
Because you only kick the ball 6 times a game.
Because you guys use your hands. And it's like, that's exactly good. We don't want to be over there. You know why? Because I don't like waking up and the game being in halftime. I think it's bullshit.
You know what's funny? That, like, it's offensive to me because like the East Coast get the taste of the delicious West Coast where we have games starting 10 a.m. all day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have your coffee, tinker a little bit, and then you're awake, you know, you're ready to go. You have all the games all day.
Yeah.
So now on the East Coast, they get this game at 9:30 in the morning. So they know what it's like, but dude, fuck, it's 6:30 for us.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
And I'm not up. I'm not awake yet. And then I wake up and I'm like, And then I'm trying to get caught up. And then, like, what I don't like about it is because now I'm trying to read what I missed in the game, and I still have to set my lineups and see what's going on news-wise. It fucks up my rhythm.
It fucks it all the way up. And they're right, trying so hard to make it a thing.
Yeah.
They should
all stop. Right, got 3-2 Baltimore Ravens, 2-3 Tennessee Titans. Over-unders at a disgusting 41 with the Ravens favored at -4. Dude, the Ravens
suck.
Yeah.
Like, or asked. Aren't good.
Like,
bad at football.
They should as we're approaching the NFL trade deadline, like they should make a move for like Jerry Jeudy or Devontae Adams or something. Like, try to get a receiver there. Cause like, you know, I mean, I've been pretty vocal. I'm not a big Lamar Jackson fan, but like at least get him some weapons, man. Like Zay Flowers, I think is good enough as like he's good enough if he's not your number one wide receiver.
He's poop.
Poop. It's like all you have is Mark Andrews. Like Rashad Bateman's not a thing. Odell,
he's
Beckham
poop too. He's even, they're both poop. Everything
yeah.
except for Mark Andrews and Lamar Jackson is poop.
Yeah.
Poop.
And so like they go to the loo in England in the loo. No, and like it's just like I don't know, because if I'm Baltimore, you have a pretty good defense. You have a quarterback who has the ability to extend the play with his legs. But then you sign Odell Beckham to a lot of fucking money for some reason. You know, you draft Zay Flowers, which is fine. And then, but like I said, Devontae Adams clearly doesn't want to be in Las Vegas anymore. Make a run at that. The Broncos aren't going to extend Jerry Jeudy. So make a run at, like, get him an actual wide receiver. Like, what are you doing? I mean,
they have to do something, because the reality is he has been thrown for less yardage than Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill has thrown for more yardage. He's thrown for less touchdowns because Ryan Tannehill is a piece of shit too. Two touchdowns and 5 interceptions because he's that good.
Yeah,
but man, he's out throwing him yards wise. Like Lamar Jackson, just
and like I said, I don't particularly like Lamar Jackson, but get the guy some help. Fuck, like
yeah, get him something. Fuck's like, sake.
They have a good O line. They have a capable quarterback, but you don't have any weapons on. Like, and then like for fantasy purposes, like I other than Mark Andrews, and I mean obviously you play Lamar because the rushing upside. But like I'm not interested in anybody on Baltimore. And no. I'm not even that interested in Lamar, right, frankly.
And I don't like their defense either. Like they have no fantasy value to me.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
Zero.
And then speaking of no fantasy value, the other side of the ball, Tennessee, like Derrick Henry is like not playable either.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what I think about all of the Tennessee players. Josh, go ahead and do your thing. I'm going to go get a drink. I'll be right back. Just keep rolling. Tell the people what you think. I've got nothing to say about Tennessee. They're yeah. at start Henry like, if you have to. There it is.
I mean,
I'll be right back.
Oh, I was just waiting.
No, you didn't have to.
For you to come back.
I was expecting to be on a new game.
We're lovers, and lovers stick together till the end.
That's absolutely true. You should tell your wife.
Yeah. I mean,
tell her the truth.
I mean, maybe you could play DeAndre Hopkins by, I mean, last week, 11 targets, 8 for 140. So I don't know. If you can avoid playing any Titan, including Derrick Henry, you should do it.
I've never seen a game less fantasy relevant going overseas than this one.
You know what? Despite all the shit talk we were saying to England, I'm sorry that that's the game you're going to have to witness this week. England.
Ugh, awful.
All right, moving on. Got the 2-3 Washington Bullfrogs taking on the 3-2 Atlanta Falcons. Over-unders at 42.5 with the Falcons favored at -2.5. I actually think this game has potential to be somewhat fun.
I agree.
Like, I haven't given up on Sam Howell yet. Like, some people are like, I don't know, he kind of sucks. He does kind of suck. But you know what?
He does. He does kind of suck. But here's the other side of it. He's fantasy good. He sucks as a real quarterback. Like, he's thrown for 1,300 and about 50 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. Oof. But he's throwing the ball a lot, and he's getting you decent amount of points. Like, he had one bad week, really bad week, and he fucked a lot of people, I would imagine, if they were playing him, because he played against fucking Philly.
Yeah, but Buffalo's... but
or Buffalo's defense, it was the Buffalo game. He actually played well against Philly.
He did, but Buffalo's defense is legit, so that's kind of to be expected.
Agreed.
But for fantasy purposes, I don't know if I'm starting Howell. I mean, you can. Atlanta's defense is actually pretty good. So, but I'm firing up Brian Robinson, Terry McLaurin, Dotson. I actually think Curtis Samuel might be an interesting like flex option.
Dude, he's looking
back good. Back-to-back weeks, double-digit points, you know?
Yeah, he's looking good, man.
So I think you might be, like I said, I'm not like going out of my way to start Curtis Samuel, but I mean, if he's your third receiver or flex, not a bad option.
No.
And then I know you hate him and I kind of hate him too, but Logan Thomas has been very much used in this offense and tight end is disgusting. So I don't know. You could do worse than Logan Thomas. You could start Kyle Pitts. I'd rather start Logan Thomas over Kyle Pitts. So.
If you could see my eyes right now.
You rolled your eyes so hard, they might not recover.
I mean,
other side of the ball for Atlanta, you're starting Bijan, Drake, and that's probably it.
You know who their leading receiver is? Go.
Younghoe Koo.
It's good. No, leading receiver.
Oh, Van Jefferson.
No, that's a good guess. He's probably going to be. It's Jonnu Smith.
Ugh. Yep. Oh, yeah. By the way, since we didn't cover news, Van Jefferson was traded from the Rams to the Falcons, and that's not going to fix their offense.
To quote Adam Sandler, whoopity-doo. Who gives a shit?
Well, Tony's like, when I saw the headline that Van Jefferson was traded to Atlanta, all I thought was like, who fucking cares? Like, no one cares.
All I thought was like, well, this isn't breaking news. Who gives a shit? Who gives
like
a fucking shit?
This helps nobody.
Nobody.
All right, moving on.
I feel like they got worse.
Yeah. Oh, massive news for this game. The 1-4 Minnesota Vikings lost Justin Jefferson to the IR, so he's going to be out for at least 4 weeks. Dude, that fucking sucks, man.
Yeah.
Like, I actually like the Vikings. I kind of root for them just because I like Kirk Cousins. I like their team. But now they're 1-4. You lost Justin Jefferson. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. Their defense isn't very good. So, like, rumor has it that Kirk Cousins is on the trading block. They might, because they're not going to extend him. So who knows? Maybe Kirk Cousins of the Jets. That'd be cool. Or.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Kirk Cousins to Denver.
Kirk Cousins to Denver. Yeah. Now, Kirk Cousins is going to stay put, man. What really hurts, though, is Justin Jefferson being out, man. That's some bullshit. You know why? Because I'm a fan of greatness, and that man is great. I wanted him to go for fucking. I wanted him to get more yards this year. He was on a fucking pace. He had a rough last week.
2,200.
He had a really rough last
week. Well, he got hurt. He got hurt early.
But it was like the fourth quarter that he was out of the game. He was still doing things most of the game. He just kind of got shut the fuck down, which is kind of wild. But you know what? T.J. Hockenson. To the moon.
Jordan Addison.
To the moon.
And then if you're desperate, KJ Osborne.
Like to early outer space for him. He's not to the moon.
He's on a trampoline, but like the really good kind where you can
a trampoline, like when you get the double bounce.
Yeah.
And he goes up real, real high. He's up there.
He got the double bounce. What's funny with friend of the show, Sean O'Mac, we were talking. He's actually a big Vikings fan.
Mackas.
And I was like, is KJ Osborne even good at football? He's like, no, he's just kind of there. And I was like, fair enough.
That's a good way to put it. He's like, just kind of there.
Yeah, he's just kind of there. Like, he's a guy. He's not awful, but he's not that good either. Like, he's fine.
Man, but, I'm so angry that Sean beat me. That was a heavyweight battle right there this week, but he beat me. He did it.
But anyways, back to the spread of this game. The over-under is at 44.5. With the Vikings favorite at -2.5, I might take Chicago in the points because I think they're going to win, especially no Justin Jefferson.
I don't know what to feel about Justin Fields.
The Vikings defense sucks.
I know. but part of me want that. That's like a perfect letdown
game. It's like a it's a trap. It could be a trap.
Exactly that. Where it's like you're thinking, oh, he'll fuck. He's already scored what 30 something week 2 weeks ago, 40 last week. Oh, he's gonna have a monster game against this shitty defense, and then he's gonna go out there and fucking put up like 7 points.
Although it is a division matchup, and division teams usually play each other very well.
Yeah, that is true. And listen, they found the key to success. Just fucking run hitches with DJ Moore because they can't tackle him on the sidelines.
That's true.
It's written into the script this year. but they did lose fantasy, Herbert.
They did. But let's circle back. So Vikings, I'm still sticking out Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk, start Kirk.
Yes. You could probably play Madison. He seems to kind of 3 weeks in a row, double digit points for 3 weeks in a row. So I don't know.
He's got a great first name. That's it.
And then I'm playing Addison. I'm playing Hawk. And then if you're super desperate, I guess you could play KJ Osborne.
I mean, if you just want a big trampoline bounce.
Yeah.
You know,
what? A couple weeks ago, Christian Watson was hurt. And it was the week the Vikings were playing the Chargers. And I was like, I'm going to pick up KJ Osborne. And he did exactly what I need. He had one catch for 35 yards and a touchdown. That's all I needed. And that's all I wanted. And it could happen. It could happen.
Yee.
And then for the Bears, you know, Fields has been red hot. So I'm playing him. Keep an eye on Roshan Johnson. He's still in the concussion protocol. So if he's not able to play, it's going to be Deonta Foreman, which gross, but you know, it's fine. You got to keep going with the hotness. I'm rolling out DJ Moore. Cole Kmet's been interesting because he's had 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks. So I guess you could throw Cole Kmet out there still.
Yeah.
Don't sound too excited. All right, no, moving on.
He's a tight end. So, no, I'm not excited about anybody not named Travis.
Yeah, it's true.
Travis Swifty.
No, I renamed my fantasy team Trailer Swelsey.
I saw that. It's really clever, and I can't pronounce it. I'm glad you did because I was struggling with it.
Trailer Swelsey, yeah. And then I'm gonna Photoshop. I'm gonna merge their faces together.
That's what their baby's gonna look like. He's gonna have a full beard.
Oh, speaking of that, did you see Dua Lipa? Like on Twitter, was like, "Fuck it, I want me a tight end." Like, at George Kittle, what's up?
Ooh, Georgie. I don't know who that bitch is you're just talking about, but
she's a thick little pop singer. She's hot though. She's fucking hot. Look up
what is she? She's thick.
Like, but like I the good kind of thick.
I do love thick. What's your name?
Dua D-U-D-U-A Lipa L-I-P-A. She's fucking sexy. She's like Russian or Ukrainian or some shit.
She sounds. Ooh, hang on. I'll be back.
But then my thing though is I was like, I think George Kittle's married. And then I tweeted at her. I said, hey, I think George Kittle's married. Go after my boy, the new hotness, Sam Laporta, the real tight.
Tell her that I used to play tight end.
Oh yeah, that too. And you got a tight end.
I do have a tight end.
Yeah, you do.
It's real tight. It's the tightest.
All right, moving on. 3-1 Seattle Seahawks taking on the 2-3 Cincinnati Bengals. Over-unders at 45 with the Bengals favored at -3. Ken Walker should be. Wait, no, he wasn't hurt. I'm getting him confused with somebody else.
He was on a bye.
Yeah, he was on a bye. You know, I don't know. Geno's been fine for fantasy. So you're. Actually, no, that's a lie. Geno sucks for fantasy right now. They're just winning in real life. It's because Ken Walker is doing so great. It's fucking it up for Geno.
Correct.
Cincinnati.
I mean, Geno hasn't he hasn't turned the ball over. That's what Geno. He's only thrown one interception, so he's doing fine. But he's also only thrown for about 800 yards.
Mm.
Which is shit butt.
Yeah, but you could probably play him. You're obviously playing Ken Walker, DK, Lockett.
Yeah,
that's probably it. I wish you could play JSN, but
I was gonna say, you probably Jackson. You want to talk about him, but it's hard, man. They're too deep. They're too deep. It's hard for him to get any love.
Well, that's
especially with Walker like Walker and Charbonnet, when Charbonnet does touch the rock, like he's effective as fuck, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But Walker is just so effective. Like he's got 64 rushes, 4.4 yards per carry and 5 touchdowns. Like the man's fucking killing it right now, dude.
Walker's crushing. And that's the thing. Like, cause little known fact about football. Once you score, you can't get any more yards that drive. Like it's over. It's done. And that's affecting the passing game because the running game's working so well. And Seattle seems to kind of switched to a running offense, which is, I mean, I don't hate it. Like it's working. Oh, look at Mochy.
Yeah, he wants some love. So he's coming on. Look, you're on the show, asshole. Check it out.
Yeah.
Say hi to King Josh.
Yeah.
Say hi to the people. That's perfect. You're doing so good. That's so good. Good job with the snorts. You're a little fucking half pig.
but yeah, I don't know. JSN, Dynasty Hold, you could probably drop him in redraft realistically.
Who's that? I'm sorry.
You could probably drop JSN if you needed to.
Yeah, I was gonna say I couldn't get over how cute my dog was in that segment there. But yeah, no, JSN, you could probably not worry about.
And then for Cincinnati, Burrow figured it out, playing him, playing Mixon, Chase. If Higgins is in, you gotta play Higgins.
I'm concerned about them. I think people are thinking they're back, and I'm worried about a letdown because I do think that Seattle's defense is better than people think. I believe
so. You think Seattle might win this one?
I have Seattle winning, yeah.
I like it. I like the spiciness.
Yeah, girl.
Actually, I that's good that you mentioned that because I need to have some pretty good parlays because I put some money that the Dodgers were going to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks this series, and it's not looking so good.
It's not looking great for that, no. Are they winning tonight? Have they started?
No, they're already losing 2-0.
God damn it, dude.
Yeah. How
disappointing was Kershaw the other night? I'm sorry to switch up on baseball.
He gave up like 5 or 6 runs before he even recorded an out.
Yeah, what a real cunt knuckle that was, for sure. That was the worst.
And the worst part is he's probably going to retire after this year, and that's going to be our last memory of Kershaw.
I hope not.
All right. Anyways, moving on. The delicious 5-0 San Francisco 49ers taking on the 2-2 Cleveland Browns. Over-unders at a very low 37, with the 49ers favored at -7. They're going to absolutely dominate this game.
It's at a 37? That is some bullshit.
San Francisco is going to put up 37 by themselves.
San Francisco, they score 30 points a week, man. What the fuck?
The San Francisco, if they stay healthy, no one can stop them this year. Like, they're... It's stupid. It's stupid how good they are.
Yeah.
Good thing I've been a San Francisco 49er fan my whole life. So when we win the Super Bowl this year,
we could all celebrate together. You see the helmet? Yeah. You see it? I'll wear it. And that's a fucking small. It'll hurt. It'll crush my skull, but I'll do it.
Yeah. 49, you know, you're fucking playing Bert. You're playing everybody on San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's delicious. And then for Cleveland, Deshaun Watson might not play. And if he doesn't go, they're not going with DTR. They're going with PJ Brown.
That's because they don't want DTR to die.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good thing. Deshaun Watson has only thrown for 600 yards.
He's only played like 2 games.
Yeah, that's not true. 2 games is... Nah.
But I don't know. For Cleveland, especially if Watson's out, I don't think I'm playing anybody. If Watson's in, I'm playing Watson. I'm playing Amari Cooper, maybe even flexing Elijah Moore. But if Watson's out, I'm not playing anybody on Cleveland. Because even like, you know what? Jerome Ford has been great, but they're going to get behind early and that the run game's out the window and they're going to have to pass.
Yee.
Right? Am I wrong?
I think so.
All right. Let's move on because there's not much to talk about. 3-2 Saints taking on the 2-3 Houston Texans. Over-unders at 42.5 with the Saints favored at -1. Kamara's absolutely playing him. I will say this. Kamara is so fucking good at football. Like, I just feel bad that he's on a shitty team.
Well, he wasn't always on a shitty team. And they're not shitty.
They're not going to win a Super Bowl with Derek Carr, though.
Fuck you, Fish, but they're not shitty. Like, they're just...
Kamara's still very good at football.
I mean, he's... Man, his usage right when he came back, it was so exciting for fantasy. They need to figure out fucking what's going on with Olave. Like, I get it, he scored last week, right? But he made, like, one catch for 12 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
The fuck? Like, he was the deep ball guy before, and I get it. What's his name came back. He's still their leading receiver, which is fucking wild because he doesn't
see. Yeah, and he had, like, 300 yards on the year.
Yeah, but, like, again, you nailed it on the head, though, because Derek Carr, man, he's just not it. He's not him. He's not him, to quote Dion. He's not him.
Well, at first you think, like, damn, like, you know, because a couple years back, the year he broke his leg, Derek Carr was in the MVP conversation, you know, and then it's like, wow, the Raiders are just going to walk away from a franchise quarterback. And then it's like, oh, I get it.
I see it. Yeah, I see it now. Now I get see it.
Not that Jimmy, because Jimmy G, other than being beautiful, he's not very good at football either.
He's so bad. You know, as a 49er fan, I'm sitting there, people are like, oh, look at Jimmy. He's just not good. And it's like, I'm like that one meme where you see the puppet looking over his shoulder and it looks guilty as shit. It's like, yeah, I know. I fucking lived it for years.
I will say this. Jimmy Garoppolo is distractingly handsome, though.
Oh, God, yes.
I was watching the Monday night game. Oh, the Diamondbacks just hit another home run. Now they're up 4-0. But I was just looking at, like, every time they'd pan to Jimmy Garoppolo's face, I'm like, fucking A, man. He's like, I'm getting
why am I chubbed up right now?
Why am I sweating? Like, is it hot in here? Like, fucking A, man. Like, because I didn't watch a lot of 49ers when he played and stuff like that. And, like, it's just, goddamn, he's good looking. Like, he is a very, very pretty man.
Yeah, he is.
But anyways, the Saints, you know, you're playing Olave, but it just sucks because the expectation is, you know, way the fuck up here, but you're getting this, you know, and it, you know, hey, Kirk Cousins, come to the Saints. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then for the Texans, it's going to be Saints have a legit defense. So it's going to be tough to start Stroud, and I love Stroud. You're probably going to play Pierce just because you have to.
Didn't he throw an? I thought Stroud threw an interception. Are these stats wrong? These stats might be wrong. Yahoo, you better get your shit.
Maybe he didn't. Together. I don't know.
I was watching the game when he threw a fucking pick. Maybe it got reversed,
or as a fumble, or something.
Flag, or something.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's going to be a tough matchup for Stroud. And then, to be fair, if you're in season long, you didn't really draft Stroud to be your starting quarterback. So just go back to whoever you had as your starter before.
Well, I can't do that because Lawrence sucks monkey dicks. So I'm keeping Stroud forever, and I'm starting him.
That's fine. Start Stroud. I'm playing Damian Pierce. I'm playing Nico Collins. Tank Dell's still in the concussion protocol, so keep an eye on that.
That's rough, but I hope he gets back.
Yeah. And then I guess Dalton Schultz. He scored touchdowns the last 2 weeks, so maybe. All right, moving on.
His touchdown didn't look very good, though. It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown, but it just looked weird.
It's because he got behind the defense, and then like Stroud like lobbed it to him.
But it was the way he caught it just looked fucking weird to me. I don't know. Yeah. I'm nitpicking because I played the position and I feel like I should.
Meh. All right. The 3-2 Colts taking on the 3-2 Jacksonville Jaguars. Over under 43.5 with the Jags favorite at -4.
How is this higher than the Niner? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's because Cleveland's not going to score. Like, with the implied point total, my guess is because if San Francisco's at -7, they're probably – I think
30-7. It's gonna be
30-7.
Okay, I guess.
Or like 27-10. But
God, if they don't score 30, I'm gonna be furious.
Anthony Richardson's been placed on the IR, so he's gonna miss a few weeks. So
Man, that guy, all right, let's open this up though. Why can't this motherfucker stay healthy?
Dude, he's like six. You're 250 pounds. Be stronger, like, baby.
What the fuck, dude? I don't get why he can't stay on the fucking field. He never, I don't remember him having injury issues in college, but I guess he also didn't play a lot of games.
He played like six games in college.
He played like 26 games. So I guess I get it, but it's like, fuck, dude. You played in the SEC, like you had to take shots like you did in the NFL. The fuck is happening?
Yeah, but he's had a concussion, I think a knee injury, and now he hurt his shoulder.
And it's just like, you're just a big fucking pussy, I think. You're just kind of a big pussy. A big puss.
Well, Anthony Richardson and the big pussy Colts. Gardner Minshew's the quarterback, so this is going to be gross.
Minshew's the man all day.
He's got sweet hair and he got a sweet mustache.
Fuck, that mustache is handsome. It's just he rocks it. He just rocks. They'll win. They're going to win this game. Watch.
So because of him. Jonathan Taylor returned last week, but then didn't play. And Zach Moss had a great game.
Yeah, he sure did. Zach Moss was like, "Who are you again? Why were you out?
Why are we trying to pay? Why do we have to pay Jonathan Taylor? Yeah.
Why'd you guys pay him so much money? Because watch this." And then he fucking dominated.
You guys are paying me like $500K and I'm going to run for 7,000 yards. But whatever.
Did he have 200 or was it close? It was close.
I think it was close.
Like he has 445 on the year, so he must have done at least.
He ran for 165. That's basically 200. That's a great day. But yeah, so I mean, Jonathan Taylor, he did have a touchdown. Maybe he had two.
He did have two.
Yeah, he had two touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor, they're saying he's going to be ramped up in week six, so we'll see what that means.
Sure he is.
I don't know. I don't know what to, because like, you know, you don't want to get caught holding the bag too late because it's like you could start Moss and or Jonathan Taylor, but I'm not sure who it's going to be this week. You know, but based on if anything like last week, start Moss and just be happy with it.
I'm not going to start either of them. Actually,
that works.
I have to start Jonathan Taylor because my team is ass.
I would still start Pittman, and I think Josh Downs is now on the flex consideration.
Josh Downs is making plays happen, man. He's looking good. For a rookie, he's doing his shit, man.
So I think he's definitely in flex consideration. And then other side of the ball for Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence has been kind of okay, but kind of bad for fantasy. Not with what you expected of him. Travis Etienne had an outstanding game last week.
I would like to take this moment to tell Trevor Lawrence that he can go fuck himself.
Oh, there you go.
Right in his ass.
I don't know. I still think you play Lawrence. I'm playing Etienne. I'm playing Ridley.
Certainly you can play Lawrence, and you definitely play Etienne, dude. Did you see what that motherfucker did?
Now, and against a good defense.
He should be one to be like, we got to play in London. Let's fucking go, because I can run good out
there. Yeah, let's go back. Like, can we go back?
Yeah.
Do we have to leave?
Let's go fucking back there. Yeah, do we have to go back to Jacksonville? Because that place sucks.
Yeah, Jacksonville sucks. Let's just stay in England.
Yeah, he's the one. I mean, he's definitely doing things. Christian Kirk is doing well. I wish he had more touchdowns, but he's doing well.
Yeah.
Ridley, right. Ridley, do you start Ridley?
Yeah, I'm playing Ridley and Ingram and all those guys.
Oh yeah, Ingram too. What about Zay Jones? You starting Zay?
Absolutely not.
Fair enough. Fair enough, sir.
Would you rather start Zay Jones or KJ Osborne?
I would rather start. Oh my god! Do I have any other options?
No, those are the.
Well, fuck. Then I'm scouring the waiver wire for probably KJ.
Yeah. All right. Last game we're going to talk about tonight. We got the 0-5 future first round pick Carolina Panthers. What if they took Caleb Williams?
Well, they can't because they traded that pick to
to
the Bears.
So the Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams and get rid of Justin Fields.
They might. All things depend. They might trade it again.
It's true. All right, 0-5 Carolina taking on the 4-1 Miami Dolphins. Over-unders at 48.5, but check this line out. Dolphins, -13.5, because Carolina is bad.
They're not good at football.
They are not good at football.
But I mean, they're bad. Do you know how many rushes? The average on this. Miles Sanders has run for 190 yards total.
In five games?
In five games, and he's had 61 touches.
Ew.
He's averaging 3.1 yards per play. That is not an effective play. Take that from a coach that's done it for a long time. That is somebody who's going to be on your bench real soon. I mean, Bryce Young ain't much better. He didn't start every game. Huh? He missed a game.
But yeah, they looked better with Andy Dalton.
They did look better with Andy Dalton. I hate to say it. I don't want to be that guy, but good Lord, let's be that show. Put Dalton in the fucking game.
That's like Bryce Young got some reps. Just let him have a redshirt year this year. Let him just get caught up to speed.
For real.
Maybe he'll grow like 2 inches in height, and then he'll be ready to rock and roll.
Especially because like they don't have a first round pick, so losing all your games ain't a plus. It's just not a plus.
Yeah.
They have one bright spot in the entirety of their team.
Adam,
you can go ahead and say, "Fuck, that's my boy." I told everybody. I told you all.
You did.
Fucking Adam Thielen was the goddamn man, and you better believe it. And he is, because he's just Mr. Fucking Reliable. He's absolutely the most reliable thing. Bryce Young has 5 touchdowns. Thielen's got 3 of them. Who is Chark has the other 2, I think. Probably. I think he did it both in the same fucking game. But it's like, man, Thielen gets the job done. They just aren't running the ball well, and it's not going to get easier against this Miami fucking team. Jesus Christ. This is going to get ugly.
It's the -13.5. Dude, I'd take Miami -20. Like, they're going to fucking just boat race these guys. Like,
it's going to be fucking like what it was. Who'd they play when they dropped 70?
Denver.
Who was that?
70-20.
It was Denver. I don't think they'll score 70, but that was like witnessing a rape being on live television.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's like 48-3.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, I mean, for fantasy purposes, if you have Miami players, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, hell yeah. Except all for right. Fucking A-Chain is down.
Yep. Actually, that's what I was going to say. Let's segue into Miami. So Devon A-Chain, superstar rookie, has now been added to the IR with a knee injury, so he's going to miss at least 4 weeks. But Jeff Wilson has been activated from the IR. His 21-day window has started, so he might be playing. But I'm playing Tua, I'm playing Mostert, I'm playing Hill, Waddle. Fuck, you might even be able to play Braxton Berrios and Durham Smythe. Like, you might be able to just play fucking everybody.
Braxton's the man, though, man. He can be pretty good.
You know what?
If you're in a full-point PPR, he might be – he's an answer.
Braxton and Berrios, I mean,
sneaky.
Yeah, like if
sneaky, sneaky, sir.
If you're in need of like a flex, this could be a good week to do it, because if Tyreek Hill isn't wearing socks again, they're gonna find him again, and that shit's so dumb.
That's so dumb. It really is so dumb. Like,
what? I don't understand the NFL's thought process on a lot of things sometimes. Like, who fucking cares? So what? He's not wearing socks.
You don't wear socks, but then they have people that just beat the shit out of women. Even though, let's be honest, Tyreek Hill is one of those people, allegedly.
I was going to say, didn't he beat the shit out of a woman? I
said allegedly, let's go. We're moving on past it, allegedly. But you got Watson, who's getting all this fucking money for allegedly just raping, being inappropriate and shit. And then you're like, this motherfucker didn't wear socks? Find that bitch.
Yeah.
Find him
like
hard.
And it's like $10,000.
And find him wet. And that's what they did.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm actually looking forward to the game, because I just want to see. And you know what? I will say this. I feel for Bryce Young, because this isn't a good game to help his confidence.
No.
Like, and like, I mean, granted, I was kind of like not rooting against, like, you know, I was shit talking him in the preseason. I just feel bad, because it just sucks. Like, because to be on a team that bad and you're the quarterback, he's not having fun. Like, he's having the worst time.
Well, to be on a team where you know the backup quarterback is a better option.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we said it on the show 2 weeks ago. It was like, hey, If Bryce Young is the starter, maybe take a chill pill on everything Carolina. If it's Andy, okay. Like, look, if it's Andy, if Bryce Young gets benched in this game, because it's going to get ugly. I think it's going to get ugly. If he gets fucking benched, man, Adam Thielen, he might go off because you're going to have to catch up. They're going to be throwing the ball.
Yeah, Miami's going to be up 28-0 at halftime.
On that note, start your fucking wide receivers there. Start Thielen, start Mingo, start Chark. Fuck it, because they have to catch up. You might even be able to get some numbers off of Bryce Young if he starts the entire game. If they don't say get the fuck out of here for Mr. Red Rocket himself.
Perfect. Love it. Oh shit, we're about to leave. And I didn't shout out our best friends of the show. Trophy Smack.
Our boys.
Trophysmack.com/filthy. Picture this. I know I've used this story before, but I like it. I'm going to use it again. You're at a bar. You're meeting a sexy girl. She comes back to your house. She's like, you got a condom? And then she looks over at your nightstand, but sees this Trophy Smack championship trophy. Big, beautiful, 3 feet tall trophy and goes, you don't need a condom. Blow your load in me.
Oh, because
you're a fantasy champion.
I just visualized all of that as you said it. And that I'm going to try that shit. Yeah. I'm going to try it right when I get my ring for winning last year. Be like, look at that bitch. Check that shit out. And she's like, I need your babies inside of me.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Trophysmack.com/filthy. And then our new best friend, Dubby Energy. Check them out, dubby.gg on Instagram or their website, dubby.gg. They're just an alternative source for caffeine. And if you're anything like me, I cannot function without caffeine. I never thought I'd be that guy that would get caffeine headaches, but here we are. I get caffeine headaches. Gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not a happy person. And WGG is awesome because it's basically, it's kind of like pre-workout. It comes in powder form, but it doesn't have all the beta alanine, so it's not going to make you all tingly and shit. It's just caffeine, some vitamins, and delicious flavors. Just add it to your water, and boom, you're ready to rock and roll, man.
Ready to rock.
So, yeah, check them out, and then use our promo code FF at checkout and save 10%. So cool. That's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back, break down the rest of the games for you. And yeah, that's all I got to say. I love you guys. King Josh, Josh King.
Big Rome. Have a good one, y'all.